From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Crumping, a form of dance that began in California, has made its way to the West African nation of Liberia. The word crump is an acronym for Kingdom Radically Uplifted by Mighty Praise. The form was founded in African-American churches around Los Angeles. Dancers would imitate the shaking of people's bodies when they were possessed by the Holy Spirit. Liberia, a nation founded by freed slaves, often embraces new American traditions, and crumping is no exception. Tamison Ford went to visit a group of crumpers in Painesville City on the outskirts of the capital, Monrovia.
The music starts up, masking the blare of the generator needed to power the beatbox. Then they begin. Almost like a relay, they take it in turns to show their moves. Their bodies shake and contort to the beat. Their eyes are fixed in a stare with a fierce look of anger as they lose themselves in the music.
For me, when I'm crumping, like if I'm like mad about something or like I'm not feeling easy, it takes a lot of stress out. You know, it really drains out all the anger or any like personal problem you have.
17-year-old Franklin Dunbar was born in New York, but moved back to his home country of Liberia with his mum 7 years ago.
Were you crumping in the States before you came here?
Nope. If some of my friends saw me dancing in the States right now, they'd be like, wow. When I was in America, I mean, like, I always wanted to dance. I'd be in my mom's room doing flips on my bed and stuff like that, but I was always shy. I basically learned how to dance in Liberia.
The moves involve intense, aggressive footsteps, chest thumps, and wild arm waves. It's a more frenetic derivative of hip-hop dancing and developed in LA's churches and gang communities. And now, crumping is sweeping across schools in Liberia. American culture is ingrained in every aspect of life here, from the political system right down to music and even the accent. So if top American artists are crumping, it's what Liberian kids want to be doing too. Cypher De King and DJ Blue present and DJ at Hot FM, a popular music station in Monrovia.
Once it's a music video and it's on TV, you have artists like Chris Brown and other artists that they can relate to that are doing it, so they see it as, okay, you know what, this is the dance for our time.
Crumping was something fresh and brand new.
Yeah, and it's a new thing, it's a new trend, so no kids got to follow the new trends.
This dance crew, Phoenix Knights, say they dance wherever they can. There's even a place in the heart of the city hosting official dance battles. 21-year-old Abraham Vaughn is the president of Phoenix Knights.
When it came 2008-2009, it was not really popular. But starting from 2010, if you go in any county, people talking about crumping.
Last year, the country's first ever crump dance battle took place at the National Stadium. It was organized by African Prodigies, a small charity promoting dance and culture in Liberia, set up by Franklin's mum, Noai Dunbar. More than 2,500 teenagers turned up.
These kids, after the war, really don't have anything. We have a lot of creative children, you know, in our country. It's just that we're not taking advantage of that.
This is the first generation of Liberians who didn't lose their teenage years in the Civil War. More than a quarter of a million people were killed in the 14 years of fighting that ended in 2003. Recommendations have been put forward to the president to establish a national arts council, as well as ideas to introduce music, art and theatre into schools. For Dunbar, Vaughan and the rest of Phoenix Knights, they say something needs to be done to harness the country's talent. For NPR News, I'm Tamasin Ford in Liberia.